Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, I think I have.
Get in there. You eat it up. I'm so ATL. Eat it up. Marcus don't know nothing about that life. He ain't. Eating it up.
You talking about eating coochie?
You know, I think it's actually about eating butt. I'm going to be honest. And I don't understand why nobody's talking about it. That these kids are talking about eating booty.
These kids is lunatics. That's the least of our worries.
No, but like everybody's doing the dance like, oh, this is a good time. And I'm like, it's definitely about, it looks like because you're doing this. So to me, that seems
spreading
like
spreading them cheeks.
Spreading
open.
The cheeks.
Look, and that's then, the lead. This these younger generations, this is the generation, they brag on being addicts and not dealers. That's the problem.
You know what, that's you're right.
Yeah, that's they crazy.
They do. Like that.
They
was
brag
never,
on being addicts. Like
nobody, you're right. Marcus, that's such an astute what'd you call it? What do you call that when somebody
observation?
Thank you.
You thought of astute but couldn't think of observation.
Oh yeah, that's how my brain works these days. Have you not met me? Have you not met me?
Yeah, I realized that years ago. I was like, what is going on?
It is insane. Like, I know the one thing that I noticed, obviously, is with female rappers, they now talk, which I don't really mind. They talk about their own sexual experiences and don't mind to be like in. But I guess, no, you know what? Lil' Kim was doing that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to go to. When everybody went off about WAP, oh my God, this a, have you heard of something? Like, do y'all not remember Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and Trina?
Yeah.
My neck, my back, lick my and my crack.
Okay, Marcus, you didn't have to hit the P so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you did. Because
the fact that y'all was like, this way, oh, she talking about the, like, that was 20 years ago. What are y'all doing? Why y'all flipping out?
Yeah. But that, you know what? It wasn't, they were, I'll say this, they were, I want to almost say anomalies, where it now it is the norm.
It was the norm when that song came out.
What it was?
WAP.
Yeah, no. I'm saying back in our day, during My Neck, My Back, during the Lil' Kim era, they were, I feel like, more anomalies because we had MC Lights, we had Queen Latifah's, we had Lauryn Hill.
That's why I didn't get the hype behind WAP. Because that's normal, one. Two, it was done already multiple times in a previous generation.
Very much
like,
so.
I ain't knocking the song. Like, it goes hard. They do their thing. But I'm like, I don't understand everybody's obsession. Like, this is unheard. I don't know. I didn't get it. But I just faded to my little grumpy old man corner and let everybody flip out about it.
I like you, your little grumpy old man corner.
But yeah, this addict generation.
The addict part is really, I can't believe that it's not something that I kept saying that this, now the only thing I did keep saying is that the music feels like it's music for people who are on drugs. Like when
it's made by people who are on drugs.
Apparently. Like,
by the way, this is all going to be in black and white. We keeping this in there.
That's fine. That's what I do with mommy confessions all the time.
I mean, that was let us tell it every episode.
Yeah, you got to give them the good.
It was that Taste of a Tank. I don't know one of them.
But what I was about to say is that with like when people were in love with Drake. I was like, here's the problem. It feels like I have to be on drugs to be able to like get into it. It feels like I'm supposed to be in a haze.
Yeah.
And I'm not in a haze for a majority of my days. I'm very clear minded. Yeah. I might be tired. Clear minded though.
Yeah.
But yes, these are junkies.
Yeah. They've been here.
Never. They've been here.
Yeah, they've been doing it. This is on cruise control now.
I do want to know why.
Back when Molly, everybody was talking about Molly, when that first popped off, and I'm like, y'all, you know, when am I doing pills when we was coming up?
I swear to you. Well, you know what? I think also being that we have a little more access to money as a people, I feel like that's why.
Never gave you money.
I think that's what's got us more into these designer drugs.
Don't do designer. Do luxury.
Then what's luxury drugs?
Coke.
Well, they doing coke too.
No, I'm just saying that's the one they do for. They do that shit for 20 years and they still be clear minded making deals.
Coke is what they be doing now. Like I have never. We've talked about this before. Coke is a casual drug out here.
Yeah. It's wild.
I probably, unfortunately, now probably know more people that have done cocaine than not.
That's crazy.
And I might be assuming wrong, but I don't think I am.
Look, I remember in high school, one of my friends, he went to a different high school. He went to high school with all the rich white people. And he was from them streets. Like his dad got into stuff. His mom got into stuff. He grew up around a whole bunch of street stuff. So he had seen some things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, it was one weekend we seen each other. We were sitting there talking. He said, there's two dudes in my class. And he said, whatever class it was. He said, when I tell you, they sat there in the back of class before the teacher came in and did two lines apiece. He said, that blew my, he said, I wanted to leave class.
It does feel,
I mean, even for him, seeing all the stuff that he has seen, even the stuff that he has done, he's just like, dude, I cannot believe that. Like, he said, I was sick to my stomach. He said, I didn't know what to do.
I think it feels like, it do be feeling really like when people
but
say,
but this is like late
demon,
90s, early 2000s, late 90s.
This, it do be feeling like demon time. It, I like, when it's a vice, my theater teacher picks on me about this all the time, my mentor and theater teacher, Nancy. My freshman year of UK, we did a musical called, God dang it, I can't remember. God dang it. It'll
Casablanca.
Come to me. It'll come to
Cats.
Me down a month. It's got a song in there called We Got Magic to Do Just For You. Anyways, there's a whole scene in there where he talks about vices that he has. Their vices, there's gambling, there's drugs, and there's sex. And in the choreography, we go through each one of the vices, right? Baby, when we got to that sex vice, I said, Miss Nancy, I won't be taking part in this. So I'm going to leave the stage and then come back. She said, I thought it was, tell me what the music, Pippin, thank you. I was like, somebody, I kept wanting to say
Pippin.
Pippin. Not
oh,
with,
pit pin.
No, not no T. Pip.
Pip pin.
Pippin.
Oh, Pippin, like Scottie Pippin?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank
Pippi
you.
Longstockings.
Pippi Longstockings. But she's Pippi. We pip in.
Oh.
Anyways, I said.
Pip Longstroke.
I said, I need to leave the stage. She said, what's so crazy is you didn't feel the need to leave the stage for the drugs or the gambling, but for the sex, you were like, no. I said, I know, right? I was just like, want no parts. I didn't want to have to grind on anybody. And mind you, it's literal dance choreography. It's
yeah.
not like, give me in the coochie coochie booty booty. It
I
was
mean,
like,
yeah, y'all theatrical kids is weird.
I know they're
though.
crazy. I remember playing in college Never have I ever. I went to, I think it was my first and last theater party I went to. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to see everybody's response. I said, never have I ever given a rim job, waiting to see who drank. And there were more people who drank. Not. I said, what? And she was like, I mean, who hasn't licked a butthole? I was like,
what? She's like, I've even licked my own. What are you talking about, Angel?
But that I digress. What I really was going to tell y'all the story about was, and I know I've told some of our Patreon this before, I think, on Here's the Thing. When I was in high school, I went to a party my senior year. I don't know whose parents' extra house this was, mm-hmm. but it was like kind of like a man cave. It wasn't the main house. And, you know, in Kentucky, you could have a house that's backed up to like the woods.
Yeah, easy.
So
you could have a house that's got a house in the backyard that's backed up to the
woods. So that was this case. So there's a house. It's back there, and then there's another house backed up to the woods. So this is where the party is happening. And when I tell you, there was just so much debauchery happening that, baby, when I tell you I left up out of there so quick, I said, the devil won't get me. Nina was so mad because I left her there. I said, girl, you were over in the corner making out with your boyfriend. I said, people were fucking in the bathroom. There was somebody giving head in the woods.
That sounds about right.
I said, I won't.
This is a.
The devil won't be getting my soul tonight.
I went to, so where I went to school, I was in more of the city part in Kentucky.
Do you consider where Bryan Station is the city part?
Compared to Scott County?
Oh, well, Scott County is a different city. So that's the only reason why I was saying that's.
I mean, what's more a city than Bryan Station in Lexington?
In Lexington, where Sayre is, because it's downtown. So that's the reason why I was saying, oh, you
is can. Is Sayre a high school?
Sayre is K through 12.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I never heard Sayre in nothing.
Sayre, LTMS is in the middle of downtown.
Okay, that's also a middle school.
Yeah, but again, when you said city, I was like, oh, anyway, you consider that city. That's
no different from Dunbar, Henry Clay, Lafayette, or.
Yeah, I don't consider. When you said city, I was just getting an understanding. Go
anyway,
ahead.
So he went to school in Scott County. That's different county, country. I went to, and they said, oh, we going to this party somebody throwing. It's like, cool. The trifling trio, me, James, and Jay.
The least you know what y'all were.
No, we weren't. We weren't the trifling trio because James, he wasn't into nothing yet. Mm-hmm. Jay, he was off doing some crazy stuff, and, you know, I was always just me. Jay, crazy stuff, not like sexual or nothing, just ain't no telling what we might get into. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we said, oh, we're going to this party. Now, I've been to parties people throwing all the time. However, this is in a more urban county that I would go to these parties. I haven't been to multiple, a whole bunch of parties. Say, we're going to this party. Cool. It's out at so-and-so's family's place. Cool. So we pull up. Of course, it's a farm.
No, Lord. That's where all the stuff happens is that
and
farm.
It's parked. I mean, cars are everywhere. So we pull up, get out. I'm walking around. Of course, I'm seeing all these white kids running around, drinking, smoking. You smell weed everywhere. I'm like, all right, whatever. This is where I knew things was off. So we walk in, and one of them goes, oh, there's so-and-so. So I walk up. We're walking up, and I hear this lady say, we're not interested, gentlemen. So I'm looking, and they're like, oh, I guess one of my friends knew that was the mom. Mm-hmm. The mom, the dad, and some other grown-ass white folks is just sitting there watching these kids do all of this stuff.
Just be disgusting.
Be disgusting.
Ew!
Again, this is back in the late 90s. Ain't no weed legal.
Right.
Drinking. They off in the barns doing stuff. I was just like, I think we was probably three of May out of the, I don't know how many, it looked like hundreds of people was in this field. We were probably three of maybe 10 black folk there. I said, y'all, let's go Waffle House. Let's get the hell up out. Yeah. Let's go to Lexington. get me up out of here.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we had. I mean, they were used to it. I wasn't. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, hell no. No.
Ain't no way.
Hell no. Yuck. It's crazy. Oh, my God. So I want you to know I have.
Hold up. Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and my other host is...
My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. I'm here to tell you what we gonna do. Hey, yo, we gonna do this podcast. We gonna make you laugh, 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 yes, laugh your ass off. Because we not soft. We talking about things you want to hear about. You was gonna make you scream and shout. Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
All right.
Hey. Yeah. Anyways, I was caught off guard. I didn't know we were about to start. I didn't have the right energy to go into it the way I wanted to go in, sir. If you didn't know already, this is a weekly podcast that me and my husband have been doing for almost 10 years. And we do this podcast as a way to connect, as a way to share our thoughts and ideas about random topics and subjects. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with parenting, relationships, friendships. We dibble and dabble in a little bit of politics, not too often in current events. And what's so great about this time together is that we do this live with our Patreon. We affectionately name them our immediate family because we consider all of our supporters a part of our family. But these people, they the immediate family. They've actually been having a conversation with us for the past, I want to say 15 minutes that we're going to add to the end of this episode.
Oh, we're going to add it to the end?
Yes, because you know what? I want to make sure we get our sponsors in at the right time. And if we don't have them, if we got 15 minutes of rambling before, that means the sponsor right. should have already been plugged in.
So what y'all saw is usually what Patreon be getting before we start.
Correct. And it's a good time.
So stick around to the end.
And we're also, what's going to happen is a lot of what we're talking about now is going to fall into, a lot of what we already talked about is probably going to fall into what we begin to talk about in this episode. Yes? No?
Maybe. We might dibble and dabble. That wasn't one of the topics I wrote down, but hey.
Well, there's something that I thought about today, and I wasn't going to bring it up on camera, but I can without bringing it up on camera, and we can talk a little bit more about it. Anyways.
We can talk a little bit more about it.
Anyways, we have sponsors today, and one sponsor I absolutely know that we have is Hungry Root. We might have a couple more sponsors. We're waiting to hear back from our people. But y'all know we love Hungry Root, so we're going to tell you more about them. And if we have our other sponsors, you'll learn about them later on, too. Shopping, planning, and cooking food can really be simple and stress-free. Imagine you're having a weekly shopping cart filled with you for you and your family and the meals for the week already deciding on. Taking all the work off your plate. Now, see, this is why we at this podcast love Hungry Root. Okay, so Hungry Root takes a lot of the stress out of your weekly meal planning, as well as all the things that go into planning and executing your meals. Okay, and what's great is that Hungry Root gets smarter every time you order. They have a smart cart type of situation, right, where it kind of understands what your likes and needs are and starts to suggest better and better things that are suited towards you. With over 15,000 recipes to choose from each week, many ready in just 15 minutes, and a wide array of grocery selections. I'm talking about sweets, smoothies, kid snacks, all the likes. It's easy to find options that fit your whole family's taste and nutritional goals. And let me tell you, we love to try to do things to help save our planet and not be wasteful people. So what's great about Hungry Root is that it is reduces food waste because you're not buying stuff you don't need from the grocery store and you're not getting a whole bunch of last minute takeout. In their best price program, it ensures you get a great value over 100 for over 100 popular products. They also are here for the quality and they have high standards, screening out over 200 additives like that high fructose corn syrup. Yuck. And they only source high quality meats and seafoods with no hormones and antibiotics. We absolutely have loved using Hungry Root. It's a great way to be able to really feed your family quality meals without breaking your bank and without stressing you out. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code argue. That's hungryroot.com/argue code argue to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/argue code argue. And now back to the show. Anywho, anyway, anyhow. If you want to join our Patreon, which I didn't get a chance to tell you how to join, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And for the low, low of $5, you can kick it. Wish us. So anyway, boo-boo, something that I realized, based off the age you told me that you were getting it popping, I realized that that time is upon us.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I don't know what you have and have not taught our son. Mm-hmm. Even though we both, based off of who we are seeing him being, know that he's not about to line up with your time frame. He'll be probably closer to my time frame or even past that.
Yeah.
However, comma, I'm like, that's our assumption. I don't want to look foolish because we assume something that does not be the thing that it is.
Yeah.
Have you taught our child any particulars that probably would be best for you to teach versus me to teach?
No, this is the thing I understand about, I learned about Marcus is when we sat down with him and had that extremely detailed sex talk where we told him he could ask questions and he started spitting out questions and we were like, whoa. that's why I realized, okay, he's probably at the place where a lot of parents end up being. It's like, okay, they know more than what I thought. So I haven't taught him anything because I know he already knows a lot. I basically reiterate the conversations in private that we all have together, me, you, and him, and just tell him like consent. You got to make sure of this. You got to make sure of that. You know, similar to what my dad did to me. He knew, like, daddy knew when I was coming up. Mm-hmm. Granted, I didn't even have my own car yet, but that was a benefit for me because I was driving around in mama's brand new truck. Mm-hmm. Handsome young man. Charisma out the wazoo.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So right. My daddy, you know, he was just like, look, boy. Actually, no, this is after I had my own car. But even leading up to then, it was like, look, there are girls out there that will want to trap you. You need to be careful and watch yourself.
Okay, but I get that. Uh-huh. I get those vague or conversations.
Yeah, it wasn't vague at all. I knew exactly.
I know, but.
What do you mean by taught him? Like,
the actual mechanics of making sure he does not get caught up.
Be specific.
See, this is why I'm like, if you need me to be specific, then you're going to have to be specific for our son.
What are you talking about?
Condoms, how to actually put on.
Why
do
you
condom?
Just say that?
Well, because I was trying to give our son
The thing is, he's not, like, we still getting to kiss.
I get that. But what I am saying is because we don't know who that will be with the first time. While we think, oh, it'll be that, then it will escalate slowly. Look,
we don't know who it'll be with the first time. We know that person. They not close to that right now is what I know.
I know that, but why do you want to wait until... Well, let me ask you, why do you want to wait until...
I don't want to wait. It's when I notice him moving it, it's not that I want to wait. It's just one, I haven't thought about it because I don't see that anywhere in
his...
I know,
that's why I'm bringing it up. This morning I was like, whoa. Like it literally, because of a conversation I was having with another parent, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said... Wait a minute. The time is upon us, even though based off of our knowledge of him, mm-hmm. we're basing off of that. And we feel like we know our son very well. We know we have a little bit more runway when it comes to whenever this is going to pop off. But then I was like, wait, has my husband already, because this could have been something that you taught him that I, just didn't know about. I was like, does he even know how to actually protect himself if something does pop off, because he's like, my parents don't make a big, because we don't make a big deal out of, you got to be this age before you do anything like that. We're more so like, you need to understand what comes along with when you open up that can of worms. So
ain't nobody teach me.
I know, and we're not going off of that.
Everybody taught me a damn thing.
Listen, unfortunately, you are not my child. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. And I also, this is the other thing, because I look at your friends, you just called it the trifling trio.
When I, listen, go ahead.
Marcus has the a geek squad, okay? So while your friends probably
We weren't like polar opposites to them either. Of that group, I was the hoe.
I'm sure of it.
But even in like, but I still wasn't on like the deep end like a whole lot of dudes was in school. Like, it wasn't me. Yeah, but I was the one like going out. When we would go out and do things, I would be the one to flirt and try to talk to girls. They would just be over there. Jay was probably stealing something and James was writing lyrics.
Because he will be taking his driver's license test in probably less than 2.5 weeks. Yeah. The amount of freedom that will now, not like we're like, just go out and have a blast. He has a lot more independence that's about to be thrusted upon him.
Yeah.
And I personally don't want us to get caught up in, our son is a late bloomer, da 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 da. Like, you know, some flowers bloom late, but then when they bloom real fast. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want us to get caught up like, God dang it, we had time.
And that thing, something like that ain't like getting your driver's license. It takes you to only get
your right, one that's time. That's the reason why I'm like, hey, have you taught him how to do? So when did you not plan on teaching him at all? You were just going to be like, oh, I thought you knew from school.
No, I'm assessing him as the things go. It's like the way I see him moving and maturing. Mm-hmm. No, it definitely would have come up. Like, as soon as he'd be like, can I go hang out with, who you going to hang out with? As soon as he named one of them girls that ain't, one of the ones that I know ain't going nothing going on, I'm be like, then hold on. So who's this young lady? That's when I'm going to be like, you know, that those conversations would happen. Then I would naturally.
So you want to wait for that?
I don't have to wait, but that's not something with Marcus. That's not something that's at, with Kai. I might have to have that talk next week.
No, don't you say that about my baby.
But no, with Marcus, I'm not. Yeah, it's not something that's like at the top. The way he reacts to girls, that's what's going to be interesting. Me coaching him through this homecoming. Just for me to be able to do my whole sniper thing off and just see them interacting and them not knowing that I'm watching, that's going to be.
I want you to teach this boy sooner rather than later.
All right.
Yeah, that is. Let me just say, go ahead and say my preference is that I'd rather him not even have on his radar that he is about to go down this path, but know that when he is like, this might be happening, he feels like,
yeah,
I know exactly what to do. I'm not going to be over here fumbling. I'm not going to get myself caught up and have my mama choke me out. Because I'm telling you, I was on my way to get something for breakfast and I was like, oh my God, he's the same age as his daddy.
Yeah, he is, ain't he?
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh God.
And I was already trying like 2 years prior.
I was like, he is the same age as his father. He quite literally, because I know we've told y'all this before, like while I was raised and still have very conservative Christian values, just I try to, you know, leave out the homophobia and a lot of the sexism that is also enshrined in Christianity. When it comes to our sons, and I would feel the same way with a girl, and I know people don't believe me, but I would feel even more adamant if we had a girl. I want there to be more understanding when it comes to sex versus condemnation when it comes to sex. I feel like it will empower my sons to make smarter choices versus being super duper sneaky because their curiosity is something that we have scared out of them and beat out of them. So when we had our initial sex talk with Marcus, it was very much so more on in our initial, the first time we started having conversations around sex, he was 10. Say goodbye to sticky notes and calendar confusion with Skylight. The Skylight calendar is here to help your family get organized. This beautifully designed digital calendar and display syncs your existing calendars, making it effortless to track events, appointments, reminders, and one easy to see place. If your brain is already full of just to capacity with to-do lists and errands, birthdays and dinner plans for Tuesday, let Skylight handle the rest. It syncs your entire family schedule into one sleek digital display so you can focus on more important things like remembering where you left your daggone coffee. All right. Picture this. Your kids, have a school project. Well, guess what? You can make sure that thing gets into Skylight so that you're not trying to do it right before bedtime. Skylight calendar is designed to connect the digital and non-digital worlds while bringing families together. It's a Wi-Fi connected digital display that showcases your family schedule with clarity, color, and brilliance in either a 10 or 15 inch HD touchscreen. This all-in-one smart calendar syncs seamlessly with Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook, and giving you customizable views for daily, weekly, and monthly planning. You'll be able to manage events, chores, grocery lists while assigning colors for each of your family members and eliminating excuses of not knowing what they needed to do because, baby, they love a good excuse. With the free Skylight Companion app, you can add and update events, lists, and more on the go. Your happiness is Skylight's happiness. So if in 120 days you're not 100% thrilled with your purchase, you can return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Let me tell you, I actually talk about Skylight in my real life. I was talking to my girlfriend as of 2 days ago about this calendar because it is truly, when it comes to having a busy family, it changes everything. The fact that my kids will look at the calendar to know when their football games are. They'll notice when I ask something. They'll be like, oh, mom, you're going to go to this thing? And I'll be like, yes. And they'll ask me about it because they're nosy. But I'm telling you, this will change your life. Go ahead and get it. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/argue. Go to myskylight.com/argue for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/argue. Now back to the show. And it was more so the biology of it. And that was through the puberty book that we gave him. So that's when he actually found out what sex was. More so very much, again, mechanical, where a man... we were talking about more so heterosexual sex at that time. A man, the member of the man enters the woman. And in most cases, the man can ejaculate in the woman. And if the woman is ovulating, she can get pregnant. And there is how you're getting all these siblings that you keep getting. When he was 12, we got more in depth. And we're talking about vaginal sex, oral sex, anal sex. Understanding the difference between heterosexual people having sex versus the difference between same-sex people having sex.
And that's when he told us about all these different identifiers. Sexualities. And I'm like, that's where I feel. First time I feel that old.
Yes.
I said, what? You got to excuse your daddy because I don't get none of this, all right? Because he started explaining. And I was like, Lord Jesus.
So
the fact that he knew.
So we had, that was the last in depth, and he felt comfortable just asking us questions because they were very just matter of fact questions. And at that conversation is where we said, obviously you are too young to be having intercourse with anybody, but you'll eventually get to a point in age where you start to get curious about it, where you'll find somebody that you trust, that you want to actually try to do some things of the sort. And we said, while we believe the older you are, the better decisions you can make regarding that. But the biggest thing you have to realize is that there are heavy consequences that can come with sex. One being creating a life that you are not capable of taking care of. Two, getting a disease that is not curable or could have a potential death sentence attached to it. And my goal as his mother, I told him, is to encourage you to wait until you feel like you can handle some of those consequences if you accidentally end up in one of those not being able to make the best choice for yourself, basically. So while it's not like, you better wait until you get married.
Yeah, that's look, people, especially in the Christian world, people put that on, and we've talked about it on here before, people put that on the younger generations to, you got to be married, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's why a lot of these church folk get married extremely young or just get married just to get married so they can do something when the older generations weren't living that way.
Yeah.
And look, I ain't going down that rabbit hole, but no, it's,
I'll go. Somebody asked us a question real quick. It said, would you guys be that relaxed if you had girls? Now I'm speaking for me. I would probably be more relaxed in having conversations. Like me and if I had a daughter, we would be probably talking about sex way more often than I would with my boys, just because I am a girl and I like understand the changes that happen in the body, how the body starts to react to folk, where boys, I'm no learning through my husband and learning through my sons. If it was a girl, listen, I remember when my brain started to click over to, this feels good, and yeah. I can do this to myself.
I had to make sure when we had little Marcus, I had to make sure when Angel gave him a bath that she wasn't going to put soap in his pee hole.
When what?
Make sure you didn't put soap in his pee hole.
Ooh, what child?
Little Marcus.
No, he was going to get clean.
I said, you don't do that. She was like, what? It hurts like hell. Never do that.
I didn't put it in his pee hole. I just washed
it. No, I'm just saying. I said, make sure you ain't getting, you don't, that's the last thing you want to do. Especially to be a baby and not understand. Oh my God.
Yeah. So.
As a grown man, I don't even know to this day if it still hurts. But guess what?
You're like, I'm not about to find out. I don't know if Marcus would be able to be as like calm and collected in a conversation with the daughter, but I would be all about it. Just in the thing is I know girls who had these type of relationships with their father and their mother, where they were actually one of my close friends. When she was ready to have sex, she came to her parents, was like, I think I'm going to be doing it sometime soon. And they were like, okay, mama went, made sure she had like the necessary things to keep her protected and safe. But I'm not about to, now if my child was 13, 14, even probably 15, I would probably really be like, okay, now please just, please just hold off. You're very, very, very young. But I now have a child at an age where it is not uncommon at this age that people are busting it open for real.
Yeah, no, it's and the thing is with social media and all that, they make it seem like it's more common than not. You know, the whole false perception that they are seeing and viewing and hearing. Anyway, so yeah, that'd be something that we have to discuss as a family, not as a family. I'll talk to him, being that you want it done so soon. That boy ain't nowhere near.
Listen, I just looked it up. You want to hear the average age?
I don't care the average age. What's the average age?
I'm not saying you
the average age is probably 16.
For males, it's 16.8. So somewhere between 16 and 17. For girls, it's 17.2. And actually, the age is getting older. Like the age is rising.
Yeah, I could actually, that kind of makes sense because we talked about it last week with these kids being recluses. Yeah, but the wild ones is the loud ones. So they make it seem like everybody's doing it. And that's a conversation I have with Marcus too. I've had it multiple times. I said, you'll hear maybe people you hang out with, maybe some you don't hang out with, but you'll hear them bragging on this, that, and the other. Very few of them, if any of them, are doing anything. I said that the more you talk, the more somebody talks about what they're doing at that age, it's less of a chance they're actually doing anything.
Well, you know what? This is also a reason why I'm like very like, okay, let me, let's have this conversation, is that our son comes off very safe to girls.
Yeah.
Like he, and I feel like that is the, is actually going to be not to his detriment, but to our detriment, because girls who are like ready to like, some of them are smart enough to be like, let me find somebody safe.
Absolutely.
That I feel comfortable with. That's not about to sit here and talk about me behind my back. Have a whole bunch of people talking about what we did.
Right.
Marcus is that guy. And I'm like, oh, oh Lord. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on, just real quick. I realized, I don't know, I think my phone, my Samsung might be trying to take a crap on me.
Already.
Which seems weird because usually I keep these things for like 5 years.
Yeah.
6 years. But it's been doing some weird stuff. And I thought about that on the way here today. Mm-hmm. And then I realized how much technology that we have within our grasp that we absolutely don't use. Mm-hmm. I was like, by the time I get me another phone, I think I might dial it way back. Because unfortunately, the less high-tech phones don't have as good of cameras. You right. got to get like the top end phone to get all that to get camera. The best camera, which for me, I'm like, if my phone had just a really good camera and I can get my email on there, it's pretty much all I need. Cause the amount of stuff that both of these phones do, specifically this Android does so much stuff. Uh-huh. And what made me think about it is I'm driving on my way here and in my truck, there's this little voice control button that I never use.
Yeah.
Know what it does? I was on my way here today. I said, let me just see how well this thing works. I said, I touched it. Said, waiting for a command. I was like, text Angel Tanksley. What would you like to say? Pulled your number. What would you like to say? I was like, I know it does this. And never you. If I you text somebody, use never use it. If I text somebody, driving.
I'm about to kill yourself.
I'm like, why don't I use it? I was like, call mama. Calling mama.
That's
what I hung up. I was like, I don't.
The school is calling us. Go ahead. You said Ranger, shut up.
I never use the text. Yeah, never
stuff.
Use it. Even calling people, I'm like searching through my phone. It'll even let you, if you don't know the, let's say, which nobody knows numbers anymore. If you don't even know the number, it'll let you say the number. Dial 818-253-2-6734. Y'all can dial that. I don't know whose number I just gave out. and it'll dial it. I'm like, why? This is what made me think of the phone. Only thing it's doing is like my unlock with my thumb. It keeps making me put in my password instead of just unlocking with my thumb. Mm-hmm. And I restarted it yesterday. Then it was working and it's not working again. So I was just like, it crossed my mind. Like, if this does, granted, I can live with that. Even though it's annoying, I'll just change my access and how easy I get into it. If I were to get another phone, I was like, I don't want, like, I like the big screen, mm-hmm. like the Android and the emailing capabilities and all that, even my file savings and stuff. I like, because it works like a PC. I know where my files are. I can it's a whole bunch of stuff, files and stuff downloaded on this phone that's on my Mac also. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if I'm ever out, like I did with the Fabric, I could just go to that file, open it up. Here it is.
The Fabric?
For the man shit that I did. I had to look at the logo to get the Fabric for the picture.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it's got so much that I don't
Yeah, use. There is a lot of capabilities in these phones that I wish it would probably make our lives so much easier. But it's like sitting down, taking the time to learn what each thing does and
even the camera. Week before there was we entered a new moon cycle, full moon. So it was all big and, brown and dark. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Pulled out both phones, go to professional mode. Going through all those little settings to get that perfect, like, SLR picture. I'm like, the fact that these phones do this and don't nobody outside of profession, somebody like Josh knows how to actually do this.
Somebody like Josh.
Because don't get me wrong, the iPhone is really good too with that. But you pull out the damn Samsung, I'm like, I don't even know what to do with all these. It looked like a damn Dr. Dre soundboard when he's in the studio. All these different dials and stuff. I'm like,
this is the reason why the hell? I don't get new phones that often, because I know I'm not going to take the time to actually learn how to operate all the new stuff. When they're like, it can do this, this, or this. And I'm like, I don't even know what this does. The latest, the model that I do have.
What I am shocked at with this phone is how often I use the stylist.
I'm not people think
it's a gimmick, but I'm no. It's, it makes it so convenient depending on what you're doing. I actually use this stylus a lot, but
I wish I had a stylus.
iPhone will end up getting one. Then all people that use iPhone will think it's like the first of its kind.
I don't know. They have yet to, so I don't think they.
But
will.
The y'all the tablets got stylus, right?
If you buy one, it is.
It
not,
don't come with it.
No, because you can just do it with your fingers. But you, it's a pen. It's the iPen. Apple Pen, but I don't know.
It's a stylus. It's
yeah, but it only, I don't think it works.
So it don't come with it though?
No. You
that's crazy.
It's $100 pen.
Oh, again, I'm not, I'm just saying like my, you know, my tablet came with a stylus.
Mm-mm, it's not a, they're like, you don't really need it. So go and sit down somewhere. But yes, is what made you just think about that?
When I went to go look at this, the things, and I opened it up on this one, and then the iPhone was glitching too.
Oh.
It's been glitching all morning as, you know, when we was trying to upload this.
That phone has never worked well for you for some reason.
Neither my iPhones have worked. The last one either.
I'm like, the problems that you're having are not problems that I have. So I'm like.
Nah, it'd be problems that everybody be having. Did you start it? Did you restart it? Close
I'm
the
I'm like,
app.
What is you doing?
Turn it off and wait 30 seconds. Put it in the freezer. Nah, tap it on your forehead, something. Then turn it back on. Y'all just used to living with hoopties.
No.
Y'all not, pump that gas.
Nah, that's not
turn
the case.
Turn the key, turn it off, pump it again, then start it. Anyway.
It's really not the case.
I know you didn't hear about this. Clarissa Shields, you know who she is?
Boxer.
You know she dates Papoose, Remy Ma's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he slapped the shit out of somebody. This dude that's apparently a troller. He goes around trolling and pranking people and stuff. Mm-hmm. He ran up on her and kept calling her Serena Williams. And she was just like, and she was talking to a group of people. Everybody looked like, you know, why are you calling her? She was like, I'm not Serena, so... She then, like, tries to walk away. He keeps walking up on her. Then eventually, Papoose steps in. It was like, hey, man, like, back up.
Leave alone.
Yeah, leave alone. That's not her. You know it's not. Like, leave alone. He then steps to Papoose. Apparently, he has a book or something in his hand and smacks the shit out of this dude.
Oh, with a book.
With a book. Oh. Dude had a video like Papoose just hit me like it's all red and bleeding. But the dude the dude holding the camera was like, I mean, that's what happens when you run up on the wrong people. One thing I hate are these people that make content with messing with people.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
truly is annoying. It's like it's almost like they put up the content knowing people are hoping that something happens to them.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Because it's not even funny. Like. You just run up calling somebody the wrong name.
That's literally Cardi B went to court because a woman kept purposefully trying to incite her while she was on her way to her gynecologist. Excuse me. And the woman then, because she couldn't get Cardi to go as far as she needed her to go, just lied.
No,
she tried to sue her for like 24.
Oh,
million.
Was that the one where she was sitting on the stand?
Yes.
And she was pregnant.
She was like, because they were the security, not security, the judge or the attorney was like, why didn't you bring your security up? She was like, because I didn't want my security to know that I was getting my coochie looked at. She was like, I didn't want that to be a thing. But people are looking for a quick payday because they don't want to work. That's number one.
Yeah.
And people are craving attention.
That's what's wild.
Craving it. And I know it sounds super hypocritical being someone that has multiple podcasts and that also loves attention. So there's that. But I'm also trying to entertain people. I'm trying to add some value to their life that isn't just gossip. It isn't just trauma bonding. It isn't just, we like to watch a car crash, so let me create a car crash for you to watch in this moment. It's weird.
Yeah, a lot, some people, somebody saying the book is now a weapon. Somebody else said Papoose too old. He should have known better. Look, if the dude, if somebody runs up on you, you have the right to defend yourself.
You do, but what she, I think that person might mean, and I can't put words in their mouth, is when you are in the situation that you are the celebrity, you do got to be the one to show restraint, just so that you're not sitting up in a goddamn on courthouse.
But then, you're right. But you got somebody who's, somebody run up on you, you're trying to get away from them, and now I step between y'all, and then they run up on me, that's going to be a problem.
No, I get it. Like, the people, the humans, like, for one,
you already being disrespectful and approaching a woman, and she's trying to get away from you. That's strike one. Mm-hmm. Now I'm giving you the benefit of doubt. Hey, man, back up. You run up on me, you might get your payday. You might get your payday.
This is why you got to have a level of temperance. But that's also why people do be having a security. It's to put so much space between you and the person that is trying to get take your money. Because that's all it is.
Yeah. And that's when we was on tour. It was at one point in time we were like, do we need, you know, security? You know, with us going from, you know, city to city or whatever. Just because we had merch and all that stuff. And my brother was like, you know, I do security. And Angel's like, yeah, your brother. I said, that would be a horrible decision. I said, not because, you know, my brother's off the hinges or anything. However, if we have a security guard and they have to handle a situation, the security guard is handling that situation. If my brother is security, me and my brother are handling the situation. Right, like, that's just not security. That's my brother. If he's got to step somebody away from us, they act stupid with him. I'm going to act stupid with that person because that's my brother. Right. I was like, this needs to be a signed contract with somebody that I don't really know like that.
So that you can walk away.
And yeah, so like, I can walk away and like, right. Yeah, he got it.
Or he don't, but he should have put it like, on
the resume. Get up on me. First of all, you don't talk to my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it would definitely be an issue for sure, for sure, for sure. But yeah, oh, speaking of celebrities, did you happen to see... who is that? I can never remember his name. He is a football player and wears big tall hats all the time.
Cam Newton. Yeah.
Cam Newton in an interview.
Oh Lord, what he done said now?
He said with his most recent baby mama, and they're having their second child together. I don't remember which number child this is.
Gonna say he got a tribe, don't he?
Yes. He said in order for him to feel pretty much comfortable with them together, he had to know all of her previous people that she slept with. He was like, I needed to know so that I, you know, my ego could be okay. Cause I can't have it where you didn't smash one of my teammates and it's a situation. And truly, he feels like he's the bigger man because he was able to take on and hear all the names. Or, sorry, I say all the names, like I don't know how many people she slept with, but hear the names of her past lovers. What are your thoughts on knowing who the person you're with has slept with?
Oh, you didn't ask the question I thought you was going to ask.
Oh, what's the question you thought?
I thought you were going to just, my opinion on him wanting to do that.
No, just in general. Like, do you feel like that's something that, how do you roll?
With me, I don't think, not necessarily, unless you think it's somebody like really close or whatever. Not that that would 100% be a problem, but at least knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for it to be somebody like their situation to where y'all don't even know each other like that, apparently, right. Or maybe y'all getting to know each other like that. But is he going to do the same?
That is where, like, I was wondering.
That's what I was about to say. It's if unless he does the same, it's just the hypocrisy of a celebrity, somebody with money that can do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, how many of her homegirls have you slept with?
That is where I was like, has the potential of probably having sleep with more of her people than her, his
people.
That's
what I was about to say. Like, if you have to ask those questions, you have to be willing to answer those questions. But me, I don't consider it like a absolutely need to know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, unless it's like, well, that's my, like, we, that's my boy. Like, we hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to talk back in the day. Okay, who cares? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that big of a
deal. It ain't that big of a deal. But if it was, you know, last month, you know, like, all right, like, that's a problem. Okay, yeah.
This is not, we obviously aren't serious.
Especially as grown ass folk. Like, we grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a small world.
It can be
a small world. The older you get, just like people say, oh, I want some, you in your late 40s, early 50s, I can't have be with no woman and got kids. Shut up.
Right.
All
right,
you're like, there's a very small chance of
right,
meeting somebody that don't have kids that want to be with you.
Marcus knows everyone I've slept with because my list is very small. I don't know all of his people because I don't think he knows all of his people.
Yes.
You're like, that could be kind of accurate.
Yeah, no last names is coming out. I can give you some first names.
But I do know with us growing up in a small town that there are people that he used to try to holler at that I definitely know, and people that try to holler at him that I am friends with. So it was never, wait a minute, Applejacks said, them light skins, I tell you.
We was already out of style when I was coming up. All right. So don't even, the Wesley Snipes, and I already said the line in New Jack City and everybody jumped on board. Actually, that was the height of it. In the late 90s. It was like, light-skinned niggas ain't nothing.
Was it? No.
Oh.
I mean, you might have gotten that. Because I got that. Of course.
Hard.
Because.
Still get it.
Because you were out here being like, I'm handsome. I got a good.
Then I didn't think so.
When? When didn't you think so? What grade?
All through high school.
Marcus.
I'm dead serious. I didn't think I was ugly. But I wasn't like, oh. Now after high school, I said, there's something to this.
But I think when you're from a smaller town, it does become a thing of, okay, now, how are we going to play this? Because it's an easy all the way around the mulberry bush, especially if you are sexually active. Like, even if you're not out here being like, you know, out here. But if you have anybody on your roster, there's a chance.
I'm going to change that switch.
If you have anybody on your roster, meaning more than one, there's a chance that there could be some, like, closeness.
Yeah, and I know people that have been married for decades now that know people or are friends with people that spouse you, like.
Yeah.
It happens. Like, people are grown.
So I just, wait a minute. Just Yo asked, would you say your son Kai gets your swag? Who would you say your son Kai gets his swag / Ritz from?
That's why it bothers me when
you get bothered by him.
No, with Kai, actually, honestly, I don't know. I didn't hit that until high school.
Yeah, it came for you late, but it looks similar to me.
Was it high school?
No, because you just said it didn't happen until, it's just going to keep getting younger and younger. You were like, no, it didn't happen until I graduated from high school. Now you're like, no, it didn't happen to me until high school.
No, the swag, like, I was thinking about when I got into girls, that happened early. I didn't feel like the whole swag thing, that wasn't until... Yeah, I would say after high school.
I think he definitely gets it from his father.
I realized my eyes was light before in high school, though. Because I always gotten compliment on my eyes. Uh-huh. Even like the mean girl. They'd be like, you got pretty eyes, though. I'd be like, bitch, I'll slap you in your neck.
I love how Kai is so into himself. I mean, it pisses him off. It is the best thing in life to me.
Because I can already see him at 18. Not like,
I know life will humble him, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't think life going to humble him. That's the problem.
Well, then it's not a problem. Then keep it up, playboy. Just don't treat people
no,
bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Life going to humble him a lot later than we wanted to humble him. He needs it now.
No,
that's why I be on him.
No, as long as he treats people good, he should think he's amazing. Now, the only time I have a problem with it is when people think they all that and then they treat people like trash. Then I'm like, you're a disgusting human being. But Kai literally told his brother he was able to do something that he obviously couldn't, you know, because he was trolling little Marcus. He's like, yeah, I was able to do it. He's like, you know why? And Marcus is like, I don't care, Kai. He was like, because I'm built different. That's why. I'm built different. You wouldn't know nothing about that because I'm built different. And I was just like, this is great. Like, there is nothing more I wanted to hear in my whole entire life.
The four of them and their conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But what's even better than that, not because it's Kai, but when Sai finally checks Kai, his little slick, like, first of all, is like, just be like, East boys. Because Sai, he don't be saying a lot on that whole thing. He just, you know, let everybody live. But every now and then, you're like, you know what? Let me take that peg and put you right here.
Yeah, let me pull you right on down because you think you know everything. I thoroughly enjoy Kai's confidence. It is something that I personally wish I had growing up. And it's something that I know little Marcus, it pisses him off. I'll tell him, I'll be like, listen, I know you don't want to hear this, but you're going to need to take a page out of Kai's book. And he's like, shakes his head. I'm like,
yeah, but when it comes to grooming and stuff, I'm like, hey.
Oh, you talking about, listen, and I just be talking about, I really just be talking about his confidence in what he's capable of doing. Kai has blind, dumbass confidence.
Yeah, he does.
But he'll also work to, like, prove himself right.
He has the most drive out of all four boys.
So I'm like, yo, I know he gets on your nerves, and he be capping all the times about his capability. Does. I was like, but at the end of the day, Kai is also going to try to fight his way to make it to whatever capability he didn't lie about.
Like, facts. He will, oh, I didn't do it, but you're going to watch me do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to watch me do this.
Yes. So, I know he got it from his father.
Yeah, he did.
he's quick-witted, like his daddy as well. Is and he? Kai be having me rolling. And I try not to laugh out too loud. While I love it, I don't want to encourage too much. But, yeah, he's quick-witted. He be having me cracking up. And little Marcus, he be trying to come back at him. And I'll be like, we got to get that lisp under control so you can get the out faster, little boy. But, yeah.
Angel put up a post about this. And it done struck a nerve. We didn't do In My Feelings this week.
We didn't do any.
We didn't because this is how we start, because we can do that.
Yes, it's our podcast.
This is our podcast. Someone that is invited to your house bringing a plus one that is unknown. If you truly want to piss me off, bring somebody to my house that I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ask me if you can bring somebody to my house. This is specifically for people that have known us for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like that. No. Like, I can't think of a faster way to get kicked out of my house.
Yeah.
Or to get uninvited. Do you mind if I bring, if you got to ask, you already know what's up.
It is weird. It's weird. And I'm not sure if it's because people just don't go out no more or what, but it'd be to our house.
It'd be literally.
And I'd be like, why to our house?
It was excellent. And look, we had one incident to where now Angel's parties are closed off. Steel door. Doors rolled down. If your ass wasn't invited, don't bring your ass there. This is at our first house. Party. Of course, Angel's birthday is out, you know, right there before 4th of July. So we had a party. Whole bunch of people showed up. One of our friends' husband invited some dudes over. They from here. These dudes roll up. Apparently, one of them was trying to talk to one of our homegirls. She wasn't hearing him. I don't know what all happened. I just hear this random. First of all, I take it back. I'm in the backyard. I'm on the grill. And I hear, you know, somebody knock on the door. I'm coming back in the house, and I see these two dudes at the door. I'm like, the hell? So I go to the door. What's up? Oh, we hear so-and-so told us we'd come. I'm like, what? So then I'm like, you know what? Let me just play it cool again. This is first house. Not even hadn't been in California that long, but I'm like, we know this person. We right. Cool with that person. They seem cool. All right, fine. Come on in. I already pulled Angel to the side. I don't know. Look, I don't be doing this. So I go back to cooking. In and out. I don't know how much time passed. Could have been 15 minutes. Could have been an hour later. I'm not sure. I just hear these, like one of these dudes talking real aggressive. I'm like, no, right. Hold up. What? So I walk back up, and at this point, they standing like in the kitchen, like by the front door. And I just hear him talking. I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on. I was just like, come on. I just get standing in front of him, put my hands blocking from everybody. Y'all got to get out. No. I'm like, dude, roll up off my porch right now. Apparently, he's trying to talk to one of our homegirls. She wasn't trying to hear him. He done caught an attitude. Now, I don't know these dudes from Adam. I'm like, don't ever do this no more. So after that, it's just like, no. That was already my rule in Kentucky. The people we going to kick it with this weekend, Shonda and Eric, my homegirl Shonda, when she was talking to Eric, I hadn't met this dude yet. Never met him.
Right.
Shonda, my homegirl, we've been cool since like middle school.
Right.
Came our wedding, me and Angel get married, we get married in Kentucky. She was like, hey, is it cool if my boyfriend comes? No. He come to the wedding all day. Reception? Nah, we paying for that food. I don't know this dude.
Correct.
Now me and Eric like brothers. Yeah. That's my boy. Like, hands down, period. That's my boy. But he was like, even to this day, he'll bring it up. He was like, I get it. You wouldn't have come to mine either.
It's just like,
you know what I'm saying? So like, it's people we done known for damn near, you know, 15, 20 years. And it's just like, why do you think, even if it's a function of ours, because that's happened. It ain't even at our house. Is it cool if I bring so-and-so? We don't know. It's not. And I was forced last year or the year before.
Well, we had met that person.
I didn't care.
No, that's different. You didn't like that person. That's,
for a reason.
Yes.
That person is no longer here. People don't listen to me.
Right. No, I get it. You didn't like that person. It wasn't that the person was new to us in that sense. So that's the only reason why I was like, oh, okay, bet. Like, this is not a new, they know our personality. So if they cross something and then we got to check them, they should have known this was going to happen.
Yeah. We got one friend. It seemed like every event they got somebody different. Not that they're dating, just a new friend that we don't know. I'm like, no, just you. If you can't come alone or with somebody in your family, meaning someone that lives with you,
right?
Don't come. Lord Jesus.
I don't know if it's because, well, I know what it is. This is a city full of transplants, and our home is one of the few places that feels like home to people because of our very traditional looking family. There's kids. We decorate our house for Christmas. We decorate it for Thanksgiving. So it's the only taste of home. And it doesn't matter where their home is. Their home could be in out east. Their home could be in the south. You know, we have grandparents there. It feels very much so like, oh, this is my piece of home without having to go home. I love that for them. I don't care about these other people in your life that I don't know.
No, not at all.
I truly am just like, hey, I don't want one. And I think what people really don't think about is like, y'all got kids. So I don't know what type of riffraff this person is, but I'm not bringing it up into my children's safe space.
Yeah. Kids, family, all of that. This is my house. This ain't no apartment. This is my house, my property. I don't know. You don't even know what these people into. What's their last name?
And I just got, I've gotten now like more like, about it more than what I used to be.
Yeah, and for the most part, most people that know us know, but there's always a few Just to, I'm like, you known us long enough. You know what the ounce about to be.
We past that age. I'm past that age of taking chances on folk. In my 20s, it wasn't so much like caring because it was like, this is how everybody was meeting everybody. This is how networking was happening. You would go to people's functions that you might not have known well, and you meet and you make friends. I'm older now, don't really need new friends. So if I haven't had a chance.
I don't want to get to know nobody new.
Haven't had a chance to get a vibe of you outside of my house. Not going to be able to get a vibe for you inside of my house.
No, not at all.
If you are not a vendor, like a plumber or an electrician that we didn't have to, we rarely have those up in our house. You not, or if you are not there to help me clean. Now, listen, you want to get somebody in my house that I don't know well? Bring somebody to volunteer to clean my house for free. Then I'll be like, you are just an amazing young man. I'm so glad she met you on Craigslist. It'd be some stupid stuff like that.
I did a favor, what was it, last year, year before? And I gave the okay for the friend's friend. Oh, he ain't got nowhere to go, and they came in town for this reason. Is it okay? I was like, all right, go ahead. I was watching that fool the whole time.
You talking about Tamara?
No. No.
Oh, you talking about my during my birthday.
Is that when that was? Well, it was right during the same. Yeah, it was during
my, and let me tell you, I was pissed. No, it was during my birthday.
I'm like, why do you say no? Why are you sending them to me?
No. I did say no. And I was, because it was a man, I was about to get you to talk to Nick and get him up out of there.
Say his names? Okay.
Well, God, dog, cut it out. I was going to get you to talk to the dudes to get him up out of there. Meanwhile, somebody's in my, going, no. I asked Marcus, and I'm thinking, why is he giving permission for somebody? Not, look, I don't know.
Because I'm usually the asshole.
You should have definitely said something to me.
And that's why I be an asshole now.
No, but you should at least say something to me. That was, who was that? That I didn't even, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, I wasn't aware either. I wasn't aware that you wasn't aware.
Oh, you thought they had to ask me first?
I thought this was a whole, well,
hell no.
This person was okay with Marcus. Because if it were to go down, it's usually how it would go. And considering who the person was that was asking, I was just like, let me not be that way. Because Angel be like, you always.
Nah, I felt like I'd already been friendly enough. I didn't have to do anything else to extend myself. Yeah,
never again.
I said.
Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing? Why are you over there? Oh, yeah. I had to hand up. Nah, come on back over here where everybody else is. Mm-mm. It's literally what it turned into.
Yeah. Yes.
You sitting there smoking a cigar. Why are you? Nah, come over here.
Come bring yourself back over.
The side of the yard ain't for guests. Okay, because I got more topics.
I know. Well, we'll save them for next week.
Let me see. Are they worth saving?
Absolutely, they are.
I want to say this little piece real quick.
I got to go. Hurry
up. All right, go ahead then.
You going to switch the camera to me? Rushing. Then wait a minute. Are we going to close out the episode?
Nah, we ain't closing it out. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been another episode of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book, and TikTok if you want to look for me over there. Hey, Queen Shit. Queen Shit is sold out currently. By the time this is up, Queen Shit will no longer be sold out. Yes, it will. Because I'm waiting on my containers. I got product. I ain't got containers. They on their way, though. However, Queen Shit sold out, but it will be back up hopefully within the next few days.
At regular price.
At regular price. Man Shit, of course, is always available. You can go to manshyt.com. Man Shit is my beard and body butter. Queen Shit is the body butter. Make sure you check that out. You can go to Mama Likes.
Yes, you can get everything.
ShopMamaLikes.com. You can get everything from transmissions to robes.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
Vroom, vroom. Y'all follow us on social media. You know where we are. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Hiring. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.